escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get it on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty is off today. He is out playing golf. He's hitting the links today. He had an opportunity to play TPC Sawgrass today. And I said, go for it. Get
Have
that
to.
Island hole, man.
You only
the
live
Super
once.
Bowl was in Jacksonville. We all got the opportunity to go out there to Sawgrass and shoot at the island hole. I did not make it on.
Didn't make it on. Dang it.
No.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Well, this is good for Dusty, too. He's been talking about how his shot's been just a little off. It's a good reset for him.
Yeah, but a cool opportunity.
Great opportunity.
They're doing some golf stuff, you know, nationally with Odyssey and wanted to have some of the golfers out. And so they flew him down. He's playing today. He'll be back tomorrow. And we'll hear all about his time at TPC Sawgrass and the opportunity that he had to play one of the great, great, great golf courses of all time. All right. I know we were going to get into some other stuff, but I do want to read this text from the J Southland Tow Service text line. Mac, is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, from the 913. If you told me 4 years ago I'd be giddy and excited listening to a middle-aged man break down a Taylor Swift podcast, I'd given you the funniest look of all time. Yet here we are, and I'm hyped.
That's so true.
Let me respond to that, 913. If you told me 4 years ago I'd be breaking down Taylor Swift podcast, I'd have the same look at my face
what
going,
"What the hell am I doing?
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?" And then another good one from the 850 Mike in Navarre Beach. He says, "Good morning. I'm playing catch up on the Odyssey app. I just wanted to thank you guys for being so positive this morning about the podcast last night. We're moving my youngest daughter to the University of Florida tomorrow. The last couple of weeks, it's been hard to nail her down. She has so much going on. And last night for 2 hours, we were just all together watching and laughing and enjoying the good vibes coming out of the television. The Taylor Swift effect is real. Thanks a lot." And yeah, I'm getting a little emotional about it because that's kind of how it is in our house. I mean, one of our daughters watched it with us last night. The other one would be with her friends and go to her thing that she had, which is fine. I understand that.
Get it.
But that's what we're doing. When they get to a certain age, we're buying time with them. You know, we're talking about, you know, vacations and stuff and what we want to do. And I forget who I was having the conversation with, another parent. And I was like, damn, it's expensive right now. And they're like, you're buying time. Look at it that way. You're not spending money. You're not wasting money. You're buying time to be with your family. And when they get to that certain age, everybody starts doing their own thing. And then 30 years later, your kid's been gone like I was yesterday. 30 years today, you go, where's the time gone? So you're buying this time to spend with them because they don't want to spend time with mom and dad and all that kind of stuff, right? I get it. But we want to spend time with them. And as they get older, it becomes a lot more fun. You have to wipe their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's nice. You don't have to do all that kind of stuff. And so that's why for stuff like this is really awesome because it does. It brings families together. I mean, we've seen it all morning on the text line about that. And I'm living proof of all of that. So it's really cool that this relationship is happening and we're all living it, man. I can't get enough of it.
No, it's awesome. That's awesome, 850. I know. I remember when I left for college, the last thing I wanted to do is spend time with my parents. But now here I am 8, 9, 10 years later. And I'm like, damn, man, I love my parents. I wish I would have done that more. So that's really cool that you guys got to do that. We're also getting texts from people saying, you know, things that they wish they would have started doing sooner.
Yeah.
Which is cool. 620 says, "Wish I'd found disco a long time ago. I was raised thinking it sucks."
We all were. Yes. You're my generation. Yeah.
He goes, "And it does if it's the radio hit stuff, but that raw club disco from the 70s and 80s, that's just nasty, delicious, ass-shaking music." I love it.
So I need to know how old you are, 620, because we were all raised that disco sucked because our parents were children of the late 50s and the 60s. And the 60s, you could argue, is the best decade of music of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I would go 60s, 90s, 70s, 80s, and today. You know, it's 60s and 90s for me, right?
Yep.
Those, I think, are the two best decades. The 90s was life-changing music. The 60s was life-changing music. The 70s was a lot of I did acid and sang music.
Yeah.
And then something happened in the 80s that got weird. And like Whip It was a hit.
Yes.
And Devo was walking around with like weird hats on and plastic pants. So yeah, we were all told disco stunk. And then the 80s happened and we're like, the hell is this music? Mister? What the hell was that?
913 says, "I've always loved football, but after my dad passed, it really showed me how much I truly loved it because the Chiefs games were always our thing and it was time that we got to spend together. Yes, even when Pat wasn't our QB."
Yeah, it's true. Sports does bring that together. I mean, we talked about
100%.
It, you know, this morning and I kind of shared that story earlier. Mac and I were sitting here before the show talking about the Kingdom on ESPN, which debuts tonight.
Woo!
Gotta watch it. Gonna
Must
be a big
watch.
Topic of conversation tomorrow here on the show. So we want you to be able to be a part of that. So watch that tonight. But him and I were able to watch the first two episodes and we're talking before the show and we look at each other, we're both starting to cry. Because that's what sports does.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bonding. It's not, I've told people this over the years. I love going to the games. I love the bonding that happens before the games. Like going to games with my dad as a kid, it wasn't necessarily about the games, being with my dad.
Yeah,
100%. And I loved every minute of that, right? Loved every minute of just being with my dad and going to the games and learning from him. Yeah, and now I get the opportunity with my kids to do that, with my friends. And like for me, it's the bonding stuff. It's the before the game stuff. Yeah. It's the relationships in the crowd. It's the people 100%. You know that sit around you and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's ultimately
what it's about.
Because relationships will always be there. Players, teams, they all come and go, and games are won and games are lost. But I know so many people that have become friends with people because of sports. I mean, Ralph and I are the best of friends in the world, and it's because of the damn Chiefs.
Yeah, now, because of the Chiefs.
We had to put the floor down at first, and we formed a relationship there. But it progressed because we started going to Chiefs games together, hanging out together. Ralph turns 50 on Friday or Sunday. He's in the best shape of his life, ladies.
No, you're right, man. You're getting me emotional because I mean, some of the best memories. I think about me and my dad in that first AFC Championship game. We drove down from Nashville, and that whole road trip was great. Stopped and stayed a night somewhere. I had just at a bar and here for Kansas City for a couple nights. And that whole time, the sports game, us winning that AFC Championship game was life-changing for so many reasons. But getting to be there with my dad, I'll never forget it.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Absolutely.
It's amazing what it's about.
So anything that you had that you found later in life that you fell in love with, the disco guy's 47. Yes, my
age. There we go. 40. There, exactly your age. 1 year younger. Yeah. That is hilarious.
6 months. I just turned 40.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm not even 6 months yet. Don't rush it, kid. But I think it's great because we're the same age and we were raised the same way. Disco sucks. No, it didn't. They had the disco demolition night that turned into a mess, and that's the last good thing to happen in Chicago for the White Sox, I would imagine. So a lot of good stuff coming in on the text line right now from the 913. Y'all got me cheered up 2 days in a row. I missed my exit yesterday just thinking of all the excitement of it all. Now I'm thinking about my time with my father. Mm. Good.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm glad you missed your exit. That's what it's about. It's about those feels and having those moments and all that kind of stuff that you just can't recreate. And there's a lot of stuff that happens, you know, that you just can't explain to people if they're not there and they don't get it, right? They're not part of it.
Yeah.
They're from Denver or Seattle and they just don't get what we got going on. We don't get what they have going on
fine.
Either, and that's fine. But that's what makes sports wonderful and so unique. Coming up, the Royals got to find a way to get into the playoffs. We'll tell you how it happens next.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
The same this year with Bobby. Now, his numbers are still, he's one of the five best players on the planet. I'm not talking about his performance. He's worth the price of admission every single night. I mean, the boys are playing some ball. The bouncing around the field looking like a 12-year-old. The what Dayton Moore used to always call the childlike enthusiasm. It just doesn't seem to be as present. Like the pressure of being Bobby, and he talked about it all offseason. Last year, getting to the ALDS, being the runner-up for the MVP, those numbers that I put up, I want more. I want everything I did last year, but I want more. I want to improve on that. And to me, from opening day, it seemed like he was trying to get to the ALCS from opening day. And, man, that's not who he is, man. He is a baseball player. He was born in a uniform. Needs to go out there and just let his natural love of the game show. And it seems as if he's kind of caught in between of I love the game and want to just be one of the guys, but I'm also the $300 million leader of this team and I need to act as such. To me, it seems as if he's been caught in between all year.
That's Josh Vernier earlier in the week talking about Bobby Witt Jr. And all the stuff that Vern said there, I totally echo and I totally agree with. Something just doesn't look right with Bobby this year from a fun standpoint, right? And Vern has said in that cut, which I think is brilliant, he said he's been trying to get to the ALDS since day one of the season, and that is impossible to do. And I don't know if Bobby's putting pressure on himself to go out there and be the greatest, but I want to take this moment to let Bobby Witt Jr. know nobody in Kansas City is putting any pressure on you. Like, we don't look at you as a guy that has to save the franchise. We look at you as a great baseball player that if you are putting this pressure on yourself and it's having an impact on you, stop doing it, bro. Like, you're not letting us down. You're not letting the city down. You're not letting your teammates down or anything like that. Stop putting that pressure on yourself and play relaxed for the last 40 games because I do think The only way that the Royals now make the playoffs, Mac, is if Bobby goes on a tear. And you look at what he did in July and August last year. The dude hit .389 in those 2 months and like .470 in July. Unbelievable numbers, right? I'm not asking for that. That's impossible to do.
Yeah. May never happen again for him.
Absolutely may not ever happen again. It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable 45, 60 days, whatever it was, where he went out there and ripped the baseball, right?
Yep. Should have been the MVP.
And so he's trying to get back to that level or trying to get this team back to the ALCS. They put a lot of pressure on themselves going in, you know, to the season that they were going to be a playoff team. And yesterday's loss, they're now one game below .500. And they're not a playoff team as we sit here right now. But they can be a playoff team. And they need Bobby Witt to truly turn it around and be that guy for the last 40 days that he was for those 60 days in July and August. The team needs him now. The other thing that can't happen, Vinny Pasquantino can't get hurt. We need him. He's the heart.
He's like the energy, right? He brings that sort of energy and gets everyone hyped up. He's contagious. He's infectious. Vern talked about it. They show Bobby in the dugout, and he's just kind of sitting there. Like, his face is just apathetic,
right?
Almost. There's not anything going on there. And I know he's not that guy, but you're $300 million man and you're one of the best players in baseball. And this is a team in need of a jolt of some oomph, mm-hmm. some juice. You've got to provide that. Bobby Juice. Let's go. Bobby Juice Jr. From the text line, F. Estevez. I don't know what that has
he
to do with
the game yesterday.
I get it.
But
that's not the reason that this team is where we're at.
No.
Estevez has been one of the highlights.
He's an all-star.
Yesterday was frustrating, though.
Yeah, yesterday
but
was,
Lugo.
But Seth Lugo gave up a 5 spot
yes,
in the first.
Come
and
on.
Look, since Seth Lugo has signed that contract, he's been a zero.
Yeah.
Well, not an ERA. He's been infinity.
Yeah, exactly. We'd love a zero.
You know, 7 runs, 4 runs the last 2 games. Hasn't gotten out of the 5th inning in his last 3 outings.
Damn.
Look at what he's done since he signed that contract. And I'm not saying that had an impact on it. But it could, you know, human nature and whatnot. He signed that contract and has not been good since the minute he signed that contract. And yesterday, you needed that sweep of the Washington Nationals. That's your ace. That's your guy that if we got game one of the playoffs, you're putting Seth Lugo out there on the mound. And he gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
First inning.
That ain't on Estevez.
No.
They didn't lose that game because of Estevez yesterday. They lost that game because they gave up a 5 spot in the first inning.
Now, I get it. Estevez got to come in, and you'd love him to do his job just a little bit. He had two outs. He had it and let that run score. But, I mean, that's not – again, it was the 5 spot from the 913. Is a hyperbole to say Vinny's the next Salvi.
I saw that text, and I really like that text.
So I read it to you because I knew you'd like it.
I like it.
I don't think it's hyper – maybe a little bit hyperbolic.
I think from a playing standpoint, it's a little hyperbolic, but his text above it says – personality and energy wise.
That's great. Yep. Didn't see that. Yep. You're right.
From that standpoint, 100%.
100%.
And I think he's trending that way to be the next Salvi.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's ever going to be Salvi and Kane and have that love affair and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's Kent.
And whatnot. But Vinny is, in my opinion, the heart, the soul. I don't want to say the face, but kind of. I mean, like, he's the guy that everybody gravitates to, right? He's kind of that leader. He's kind of your magnet that pulls everybody in. And he's the guy when stuff goes wrong, he's not afraid to say it. He's not afraid to be the Eric Hosmer, the face of the team. And, you know, was Salvi the best player on those 14-15 teams? Kane was. Right? I think Kane was the best player on those teams. But you can't say that Salvi wasn't the face, the heart, the lifeblood, if you will, the connector of everything. Like, that's where I think Vinny Pasquantino is so good. And the first 2 games against the Nationals, nobody was better in baseball than Vinny Pasquantino. And I'll get to Vinny in just 1 second. But could he be the new Salvi? Yeah, I don't think that's hyperbolic at all. I think he's that guy inside that locker room. When things are good, it's good. And when things are tough, he's going to stand there and he's going to tell you it sucks right now. But we really need Bobby to produce. And, you know, you make the money, the expectations are different. They just are, you know? And I hate to be that guy that he gets the big check and he's got to produce the rest of the way, but they gave him the big check for a reason. They expect him to be that leader and to be that catalyst. And for the next 40 games, I need Bobby Witt Jr. to be the guy we saw in July and August last year. And if he is that guy, no question this team gets into the playoffs.
Well, and it's not just the money. Like, there is a reason they gave him that money. You mentioned the July and August. Like, we've seen both. Like, the money's there, and the production we've seen be through the roof, be at an elite, you know, level, a different echelon type of player. So, you happen to be held to that standard now. We are going to expect that from you if that's what you're earning and if that's what you've put on the field before from a production standpoint. You know, the same goes for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Like, he needs to win those games. And at some point, like even just winning, we've seen that these past years, he's won. And even that's not enough anymore. Now it's like
crazy, right?
Right. Yeah. The standard. So it's like, well, yeah, winning's fine, but you need to have 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns every year.
Right.
That's not fair. And that's not what we're asking out of Bobby, but a little bit of, I mean, you asked me yesterday, I've been trying to think of it, like, what's the play you remember of him offensively? Like, when's this big clutch moment that he's come in and saved the Royals day offensively? We remember some great catches and great diving catches and Superman type plays defensively, but He's been really good on offense, but he has not been great.
Right.
He's not been a lot
of strikeouts. So somebody had said to me the other day, just kind of in passing, they're like, I feel like Bobby strikes out a lot this year. And I feel like that too. I feel like he struck out more this year, you know, than he potentially has in years past. And that's the sign of him trying to do too much. You know, George Brett had the line, and we've always kind of made fun of it over the years and whatnot. You know, don't try to be George Brett. Be Mike Moustakas. And Steve Fisiak used to say that all the time. Be Mike Moustakas, right? When you try to do something that you're not capable of doing or somebody that you're not, then you hurt yourself. And I'm not saying that Bobby's trying to be somebody that he's not, but I feel like Bobby came into the season wearing the weight of the world on his shoulders for that loss in the ALDS to the Yankees when they never even were considered to be a postseason team and made it that far. And he carried it all through the offseason, carried it into spring training, and is still carrying that with him. He needs to let that go and realize he's awesome. And we need you to be awesome the rest of the way. So stop worrying about all of this other stuff that maybe you're wearing as the leader, if you will, of this organization, and throw all that away and just go play baseball. Easier said than done. The mental side of the game is the most difficult side of the game.
Well, that's why it's so hard to master, right? Because mentally, some guys just can't do it. And I think Bobby can. We've seen him do it for an elongated period of time. You don't have a two-month stretch if you're a mental midget, right? If you don't have that July and August last year, if you don't have the mental game already down at some level, I think that's the reason that we're talking about this, is because we believe that Bobby has more to show us, and we haven't seen it.
Right.
And we're left wanting more. We're a little, I think frustrated is probably the wrong word, but we're just, hey, kind of confused almost at this point. Like, hey, what's going on? We got a Texan, and you are correct. Bobby has struck out more than this year than Salvador Perez. 100 strikeouts for Bobby Witt Jr.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. 98 strikeouts. And you talk about just overall in the league, he's not really top 20 in a lot of those categories that you'd love to see him, or top 10 rather, a lot of those categories that you'd like to see him be in.
A lot of them are hollow numbers though, bro.
I get it.
Like, you know, like, and that's right. Like with the stats for me, I like if I'm going to look at a stat, let me know like what you're doing in baseball. They call it late and close, you know, in those type of situations when you need the big moment.
Totally.
Like look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers. I would imagine late and close versus Josh Allen, probably a big difference.
Huge.
Right there. You know,
if
they have that. And so I just think right now, like if you're Bobby, you got to just say, all right, we got 40 games to go. F it. Yeah. I'm just going to go out there and be that guy that I was in July and August.
Balls to the wall.
And if he's that guy, they'll make the playoffs. And he's the catalyst. He's got to be that guy.
George is up from the 620. George has always said, don't try harder, try easier.
It's true. Yep. Another good
one. I like that.
Stop trying so hard, try easier.
That's great. That's a classic C-ball, hit ball
type
thing.
But that's
fantastic.
But that's my level of baseball, too. George is a Hall of Fame, the greatest player in the history of this franchise. Try easier.
Huh? I love that.
Is there a stat for that? No!
No.
Stop swinging so hard. Get your ass back in the cage. Simple.
Yeah. And it just seems like he's, like Vern said it in that cut, just the fun-loving, energetic Bobby hasn't been there as much this
year. Hasn't been
there
much this year. I want to see that back.
Yeah, let's get that back.
And I think if that comes back, boom, this team is going to go to the postseason. Speaking of preseason, the Chiefs have this epic game coming up, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, right here on 96.5 The Fan. And we learned yesterday that the Chiefs are not going to play many people that you know in this game. Right? There are going to be a lot of, who, where, when, why?
Never heard of him.
And as Ben Maller said at 7:15, a lot of these guys are going to be doing DoorDash next week, right? This is kind of where we are right now in the source of the preseason. And when I heard they weren't playing their starters in game two, it kind of put my antenna up a little bit. And I'm like, I got to talk to some people about this. What's the real story here, right? So made a few calls, had a few conversations yesterday, people around the league. And it's not so much that they don't want to see their guys. They're in a spot where they're like, it's preseason and we're already traveling all over the world to play these games. Think about the Chiefs in the last week. Fly to Arizona, West Coast time zone, right? On Friday.
Yep, fly Friday, yep.
Right? Play a game on Saturday, land back between 2 and 3 in the morning on Sunday.
Jeez. And get back to work.
Drive to St. Joe.
Yeah.
3 days of training camp. And then back to the airport. Fly out today to Seattle, which is the other end of the earth.
Yes.
You know, if you're in the United States, that's a far 3.5 hour flight.
It's not Denver.
West Coast time zone. On a plane again. And in less than a week, the Chiefs would have traveled to and from Phoenix, to and from St. Joe, to and from Seattle. And we haven't even had a calendar week. And they're like, we're not doing this. No. We're not putting our guys out there in this game to go out there after all of this travel. We need to get ready for the regular season. And oh, by the way, our first game's in Brazil.
Yeah, and you make us play 3 games in 14 days again this year.
Right.
And we have the other international games, and we play all the primetime games, and we play every Thursday and Monday and Sunday. And yeah, it's preseason. Give us a damn break.
Yeah. And so the guys that with a certain extent, you have to play some people.
We'll see some linemen. I think we're going to see Kingsley and Josh. That's
well,
good.
Well, we should.
And we should. Yeah. Those guys should play.
Yeah, we should see those guys. But also what it means is that when they come home for that third preseason game, I think they're going to play some of the guys you know. And I think that's really cool because my first game, my first NFL game with my dad was a preseason game because we couldn't get regular season tickets. And I know that happens for a lot of people. They don't feel comfortable maybe going to a regular season game, which I totally understand. A lot of booze and a lot of things.
A lot of screaming, a lot of cursing.
Yeah, right.
It's,
like,
it's a lot.
Maybe not feel your kids old enough, but a preseason game, very relaxed,
much
enjoyable,
different.
Calm, not as crowded. You can kind of explain the game. But now some of these kids that only get an opportunity to maybe go to a preseason game, or an even adult that gets the opportunity to only go to a preseason game, now you're probably going to see Patrick Mahomes a little bit at Arrowhead.
Heck
and, it's,
yeah.
And it's a little bit of an homage to the fans. And I like that thinking about the Chiefs. You know what? Screw Seattle. You ain't getting Mahomes. We'll play him a little bit at home in that third preseason game. Let the fans get a little bit excited about him and then get ready for the regular season.
Heck yes. Yes. I love that. That's what matters. And I went to the two preseason games when I was a young kid. It wasn't my first game, but I loved it. And it was an environment where you're right. It was more family friendly.
Yes.
I got to learn more. I remember talking to my dad more about the game than I could at a regular season game, asking questions. Yeah, it's an environment that's built for that. And you don't want to do that as a 10-year-old and be like, Sky Moore and Gardner Minshew, Dad? Really? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, that's what it would be. And it'd be fun to see maybe a Mahomes Kelsey pass connection. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
At home in the preseason, I think people would love it.
Just give it one.
Yeah, absolutely. Do something fun for the fans. And again, I think that's what this season is going to be all about, is those two guys in particular doing cool things for the fans to make sure that we all get what we paid for. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
I think like you heard Taylor last night kind of talk about making sure that everybody got their money's worth basically at all these concerts, and that's why she performed for 4 hours and, you know, did all that kind of stuff because people invested a lot to see her, so she was going to give them what they wanted. And I think that's kind of what the Chiefs are going to do. It's going to be kind of the Taylor Swift effect, if you will, on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's our last year. You know, it's our album. What was the life of a tired singer or whatever she came out with? I can't remember the name of the album.
I can't remember though. Yeah, I have to look it up.
I gotta look it up now. It's gonna drive me
nuts. It's gonna be. Yeah, we need to know that.
The life of a showgirl.
The life of a showgirl.
Yeah, and so kind of the life of the show guys is what it's gonna be this year at Arrowhead. They're following the Taylor Swift playbook, right? They're going to make it fun. They're going to make it entertaining. They're going to give you what you want. They're going to leave you Easter eggs, not playing the second preseason game. Easter egg guys probably will play a little bit in that third preseason game, give Chiefs fans an opportunity to see them. So I really like that approach by the Chiefs right now, because these preseason games, and I was telling somebody this yesterday, they should only play Chicago, Minnesota, and Green Bay in the preseason. Why are we flying the Chiefs, the world's team, to Arizona and Seattle in the preseason? Yeah. Up yours, NFL.
Yeah, the Chiefs, who are going to Brazil in less than a calendar month. You're flying across to Seattle to play a game that would be happening in their time zone at 9 p.m.
That's right.
Yeah, screw you.
Before the season even starts, the Chiefs would have gone to the West Coast twice and Brazil once. And we haven't kicked off yet.
No, that's BS. And I love that they're kind of sticking it to the man a little bit with not playing. And it should be. It should be teams in your geographical, you know, radius. We can make the radius. But yeah, it'd be Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. You could throw Dallas in there. Maybe
anything within
Tennessee.
An hour flight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like a Nashville.
1 hour flight. Nashville, Indy, mm-hmm. Green Bay,
oh, yeah, Indy.
Minnesota,
yeah.
Chicago,
yeah, you have,
Dallas.
It wouldn't even have to be the same team.
You could do Houston. It's a 2 hour flight. That's not that big a deal. Make them come here.
Yeah, make them come up here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and there should be maybe something about that too. Like you have to travel two times instead of one time if you don't do as well in the regular season. Like, could we make it that too? Like, can the regular season maybe have a little bit of benefit for your next year's preseason
no,
travel?
No, because we got that 17 game schedule where 1 year the AFC has the 9, the next year the NFC has the 9.
Damn it.
Yeah.
No, so, well, I was thinking about for the preseason, though.
No, but they make up the difference at the gate.
Yeah.
So if you have 9 regular season games, you get 1 preseason game for 10.
So
if you have
dumb.
8, you get 2 to make it 10.
So dumb.
Well, that's how they sell you the tickets.
Exactly. No, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's how they sell you the tickets.
I'm just ready for the preseason to be done, man. We've had 1 week of it. It's exciting. There's some fun, exciting stuff. The talking points are great. The Shador storylines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over there in New York, we talked off the air about your guy, Abdul Carter. Only saw 6 snaps of him, but I'm like, wow, he's incredible.
He may be the best pass rusher on the Giants, and they have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL.
They do.
Right,
do.
You'll vouch for that. That's not me saying that.
No, that's not just a Giants guy. No, that's he's maybe already better than Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns, and those guys are like marquee household names. He's incredible. He's Micah Parsons times two, maybe. Like, it's scary. Like,
yeah.
So there are lots of exciting things to talk about. Josh Simmons here in Kansas City. We love getting to see Brownlee with the go-go gadget arms, go catch that touchdown. Like, all those things are fun. But also, like, what am I watching? What am I?
Yeah.
How do I judge this? It's just so antiquated at this point. I'm just kind of ready for some real football.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to matter. I'm ready for it to some stuff to be on the line, some stakes.
Mm-hmm. And I think everybody's kind of ready for that. And so kudos to the Chiefs.
Yes.
One person who is ready for that, Travis Kelce. Have you heard of him before? Have you heard of Travis
Kelce?
Exactly, been a big week for number 87,
it
right?
Has,
I mean,
has.
We did Travis Kelce Day, and it has exploded since then, right?
You're welcome, Travis.
Yeah, like everybody, like... Okay, New Heights is going to try to one-up, you know, 96.5 The Fan's Travis Kelce Day. You're going to have Taylor trying to one-up, you know, 96.5 The Fan Travis Kelce Day with a new album and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then you have Donna Kelce, who's trying to one-up, you know, Travis Kelce Day by talking to People Magazine, who wrote the story about Travis Kelce Day. And this quote from Donna Kelce will have every Chiefs fan sitting back, feet up, smoking a cigarette, going, I'll see you on Monday. I can't work the rest of the week. Here we go. This is what Donna said. Quote, this is going to be, I think, a different year for him. He really hunkered down and did a lot of training in the offseason. He's faster now than he's been in the last 4 years. He really slimmed down a little bit, and it just makes it easier than carrying all that load, like running and stuff like that. So she roundabout said, hey, fat ass, get in the gym. And he got in the gym.
Exactly.
He listened to mom. No matter how old you are, you got to listen to your mother.
Hey, son, what have you been eating lately? He's like, oh, shoot. Okay.
I've been eating a lot of that sourdough bread that Taylor's
yes,
been making.
Exactly. The Funfetti. Blueberry's my favorite.
Yeah,
but he got in the gym and he's been working. I don't know why, for whatever reason, that comment, that quote from Donna Kelce has like turned my perception of this year for Travis
Kelce. Oh, because I've been saying it and you're like, whatever,
Dad,
Bob, shut up,
old
Dad.
Man.
Oh, Donna Kelce said it.
And I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in. I'm like, okay, he's ready. He's locked in. If he's 4 years ago, I mean, dude, 2022, he had 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns. He was the best. He was one of the best weapons in the league. Forget tight end. He was far and away. He was one of the best weapons, including wide receivers in the league. If he's even 80% of that,
mm-hmm.
with all the other things that are happening on the Chiefs offense and the offensive line's fixed, and oh, by the way, the defense is going to be a top 10 unit again, and they have the best coaching staff, sign me up,
yeah.
baby.
The fact that she said 4 years, I mean, like,
yeah,
that's important, I think, right there. She didn't say, oh, he'll be faster than he was last year, or I think he's going to be better this year. He trained in Miami. She goes, now, and that's mom, because moms are always right. No matter what you say, your mom is right, okay?
It's true.
Sometimes my mom isn't, and I will say that, and she knows what I'm talking about. But I think most times mom is right. And if mom's looking at him going, damn, he looks like he was like 4 years ago, that's a hell of a compliment. And
seriously.
That's why I've been so bullish on this team since the Super Bowl ended. And I know a lot of people have rolled their eyes. Oh, older, he's Carrington, he's washed, and all this kind
of
stuff.
Of course, of course.
That's why I've called this the American Pie season. They're coming back for senior year, and they're going out with a bang.
To have this much talent on a team with a revenge sort of plot line to it all and a narrative to follow, I don't know how you couldn't be saying that this team's going to win at least 13 or 14 games and come for your throat every single week. Mm-hmm. Get ready, guys. It's going to be fun.
Get ready. This team's going to the Super Bowl. This team will win the Super Bowl. And Travis Kelce will walk out as a champion.
It's true.
With his perfect match on his arm.
Yes.
With the confetti falling.
Does he propose that night?
No.
Okay, he waits.
No, yeah. I don't think you do that. But you turn around and you smile and you wave and they walk into the dark and the orange door closes.
Yes. Love it.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, the orange door will close.
The orange door. Nice.
It's that stuff from the podcast that you pick up and realize how smart Taylor is. Last night of the Eras Tour, I'm going to walk out through an orange door. And then all the fans notice, what's with the orange door?
Orange door, yeah.
And then the new album is orange. Like, it's
we had a listener point out, too, because we played that cut of her talking about Xavier Worthy. And, well, you know, I'm not ready to be an analyst yet, but in 16 months, and we had a listener text in earlier, say, well, yesterday, 16 months from yesterday is her birthday.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa. She's always thinking about that stuff.
There's something there in 16
she's
months.
She's amazing. Yep.
I want to know what that is. Maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's literally nothing. Hopefully it's her next to Chris Collinsworth going, I don't know, Chris.
No, replacing Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Or Jack Collinsworth, because he sucks.
Or Tony Romo.
Tony Romo stinks right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know who she should replace? Tony Dungy.
Perfect. There we go. Yes.
She knows more football than Tony Dungy does.
She does.
I'd rather listen to her tell me about the cover, too, because she started to last night than anything Tony Dungy has to say. Wowed me last night. Wowed, impressed, stunned.
Seriously.
Just a beautiful human being inside and out. I fell in love with Taylor Swift, and I know why Travis did. I mean, the way that he looks at her is genuine. It's love. It's cool.
It is cool.
Have you, I mean, honestly, you probably have with Hannah and I have with my wife.
Yeah.
But remember that time you looked at a woman like Travis looked at Taylor and what that feeling was like?
Yeah, 100%.
You can't fake that.
No. Nope. There's no sort of acting, money, whatever, motivate. No, that is true, genuine love, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic to watch that debut last night. And then to see Donna say, yeah, he's as good as he was 4 years ago.
Whoa.
Look out, NFL. The Chiefs are coming for you. Coming up, he's the gold standard of the NFL, and he's coming back. We'll tell you who that is next.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you something. My friends over at Park & Go do an amazing job. They are fantastic, wonderful, awesome. Every superlative that you can use, and you should use them when you're flying out of KCI. Because, number one, they have all covered parking. And, number two, they have customer service that can't be beat. Here's what you do. When you make your flight reservation, go to bookparkandgo.com or download their easy-to-use app and make your parking reservation. It's simple. It takes like 2 seconds. Prepay as well. When you prepay, you're going to save money and get their lowest rate. And that way, when you show up on the day of the parking, all you got to do is scan your phone and they direct you right to that covered parking spot that they have reserved for you. As soon as you get to that spot, the van comes and takes you right to the airport terminal. No time at all worrying about if a van's going to show up and take you. You don't have to worry about that. It's there at your spot, maybe before you even pull into that spot. And when you get back home, just grab your bags, walk off the plane, and that van's waiting for you to jump on and right back to the trunk of your car. So do what we did and join their frequent parker program and earn points towards free parking. Reserve your spot today at bookparkandgo.com. The best deals in parking. Bookparkandgo.com. Park and Go, family owned and operated.
Boy, do you have a chance today to take advantage of some Surfside cocktails. There are two games, count them, two games at Kansas City's ballpark today called Kauffman Stadium, and Surfside cocktails, Surfside tea and vodka and lemonade and vodka are available at the K. You can have yourself a day. Make sure you drink responsibly and you are 21 years of age, but baseball back, and it's two times today. And the season, we're bringing you the proud partner of your Kansas City Royals, Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious. I've had many, probably too many, but I'm not counting. And they pair perfectly with a day at the ballpark or on your patio while you're watching the NFL draft. And Kauffman Stadium all season long is where they're available also. Surfside is only 100 calories per serving. And the best part, zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy while you're at the game today, tomorrow, or in the future. Ask for it at your local bars as well. Liquor stores must be 21 years of age. And please drink responsibly.
All right. right back at it. Final segment of the morning here on 96.5 The Fan for Mac and I. Dusty will be back tomorrow. He's been playing at Friar's Head all morning long. Had the opportunity to play one of the great golf courses that was designed by Ben Crenshaw. At Friar's Head is where he is today. And he's a huge golfer and was like kind of telling me about all of this stuff, that he was going to have the opportunity to do this, but he didn't know if he could take the day off of work. And I'm like, you have an opportunity to play one of the great courses out on Long Island in golf. I mean, I think you got to go do that. So he has that opportunity. He's out there playing Friar's Head today, and he'll fly back right after the round, and some cool Odyssey thing that they had set up for a lot of the guys. It's really cool. So we sent Dusty, and he had the opportunity to play one of these great courses. So I'm excited to hear about that tomorrow when he returns to work on a Friday. Smart planning by him. The gold standard of the NFL for me, for many, many years when I was a kid, and I'm sure guys that are my age probably remember this, probably more so even people older than I am. Mac, those people do exist. They're named Josh with the last name Klingler. The older people of the world, right? They understand all this. But Brent Musburger is kind of making the rounds, right? I think he was put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right?
Heck yeah, dude.
And did the little bit with NBC in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic, right? I don't, maybe he's missed a beat. He's 86 years old, but he sounded great. Sounded awesome. It just, certain broadcasters make you feel good, right? You just, like, it's supposed to be that way. Right. You turn on an NFL game back in the day, it was Summerall and Madden. That's the way it was supposed to be. You turn on a baseball game late at night and it's Vin Scully. That's the way that it's supposed to be. Pre-game shows, the way that it was supposed to be, it was what was going on with Brent Musburger and everything on the NFL today. They were the pioneers in the pregame show and created what it is today. And Brent Musburger will be back on that pregame show on the 30th, or not the 30th, the third week, whatever that is, of the NFL season on the NFL Today. And he was a true pioneer in all of that that made the NFL pregame, halftime, postgame shows what they are. And I'm really excited to see Brent Musburger coming back.
Sorry, I want to keep talking about this. We got some breaking news from Adam Schefter. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice expected to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th in New York. This means that Rice now is likely to be able to play the first 4 weeks of the season before any potential discipline is imposed for his role in that multi-car crash that happened in 2024 in Dallas. So,
why are we still doing this?
Yeah. This is, I mean,
I know I sound like a jerk. What are we doing here again? Why is this going on? Why hasn't this been solved? Why are we letting him start the season and then you're going to suspend him in the middle of the year potentially? Or are we going to drag this thing out and it's going to go to next year?
Man, this is huge. This is huge because now it's going to be really hard for the Chiefs to know when this is or if this is going to happen at all this year.
This stinks.
This sucks.
No, this does stink.
This is hard.
You can plan the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yep, you can.
Then you're going to have this disciplinary hearing.
So you're not going to know.
How long is that going to take?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I get what you're saying. What are we doing? The NFL can't really do anything until this happens, right? They've got to let legal take care of what all of the legal ramifications.
But they did.
Well, obviously not.
The law has taken place. They've sentenced him to 30 days in jail and you know, all that stuff that we talked about.
Yeah, this is just the NFL's disciplinary hearing.
But the legal process, NFL should have had their ducks in a row.
No, you're right.
Here are the two true outcomes that could potentially happen from this. Let's have a disciplinary plan ready to roll so we can get this thing moving in the right direction and expedite this.
This just happened with Jordan Addison. They were on the same timeline. His suspension came through last week. 913. Rice may or may not be suspended. Adam Schefter. I mean, damn.
I know everybody's staying 4 to 6 games and all that kind of stuff. I'm still under the impression that it may be less. I think 4 is the max they're going to give him. Let me ask you this. I know we're all very on edge when it comes to the league screwing the Chiefs. This is kind of a screw job, I think, because there's nothing worse in life than the unknown.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know. You want to know what your future's going to be. You want to know if you're going to be playing this year. You want to know all that kind of stuff. And now you're telling me I got to wait another 6 weeks before you even talk to me?
Yeah, before we even know. And it could be, it could not be, it could happen. Could be 6 weeks, could be 2 weeks, could happen right away, could be by week six, then it starts in the middle of the season, you're going to lose your guy,
right.
Your number one option for 4 weeks of the season. We talked about it before the show, how last year was so impressive, the Chiefs were able to turn their plan on a dime, right? When Rice went out, when Brown was hurt, when Pacheco, all of a sudden, all within a month span of each other, all were gone. They had to flip their whole thing on a dime. But we thought they were going to be able to be prepared this year. Hey, Rice, right. We know Rice is gone. We know Hollywood's going to start out a little slow. It's okay. We've got all of our ducks in a row. We're going to be ready to deal with this. And now, hey, never mind. The NFL says, never mind. You don't know what's going to happen. Some people are excited on the text line that they're excited to have him for the first 4 weeks of the season because it is such a tough start to the schedule.
Yeah, L.A., Philadelphia, insert team here.
Yeah, like Giants and Ravens, yeah, those last two. But, I mean, it doesn't get much easier, so you'd miss him for the next 4 weeks, let's say. You'd miss him for Jags, Lions, Raiders, Commanders. Jags, Lions, Raiders, Commanders. I guess it's better than the first four.
It is, but even still, like, you want to get it done with. You want to move on.
You don't want to get in a rhythm.
And that's the other thing, man. You get into that rhythm, you get into that flow, see you in a month.
Yeah, see you in a month. It could be a month and a half. It could be 6 weeks.
I mean, I'd rather have this suspension at the beginning of the year because, as you know with this team, and as we've seen with this team, the later in the year we go, the better that they get, and they start to develop all of that chemistry, and then you get to January and February, and you play in the playoffs when your quarterback is 17-4. And we've got this thing now. This isn't fair for the fans either.
Nope.
Because now we're going to be talking about this for 6 weeks and wondering about this for 6 weeks. What do they say about idle time and hands or something like that, right? Like, I don't like this. I don't like the fact that we're at this juncture. I don't like the fact that Rashi Rice is being treated like this villain by a lot of people. He made a mistake, a big one.
He admitted to it.
Yeah.
Yes, and now he's going to serve the time that legislation felt was
I mean, if the necessary. Legal process is done, what else is the NFL doing? Raj negotiating a streaming deal for a Chiefs game in September that we haven't been told about yet? Yeah, we're adding an 18th game for the Chiefs. They'll be playing on Tuesday on FUBU.
Tubi. 918, Rashi Rice will most likely not be suspended this season. Most disciplinary hearings midseason often get pushed back to next year. I'll have to do some research on it.
I can't wait for another year, though.
Exactly. So we're talking about this in 2026? What? No, I want this to be done.
Right. And I think everybody at Arrowhead wants this thing to be done, too. I can't imagine what they're thinking when they're hearing this today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I really can't. I can't imagine the people at Arrowhead and what they're saying this morning going, are you kidding me?
Damn it.
So that's the latest on that. He's having his hearing on the 30th of September, is Rashee Rice, according to Adam Schefter. Jeez. Oh, well. We'll see you when you see you, right?
That's,
I guess,
exactly
with
it.
NFL. Talk to you in October. Unbelievable. Cody and Gold coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.